Scene 6. Night of the following day. A row of cells in the prison on Blackwell's Island. The cells extend back diagonally from right front to left rear. They do not stop but disappear in the dark background as if they ran on numberless into infinity. One electric bulb from the low ceiling of the narrow corridor sheds its light through the heavy steel bars of the cell at the extreme front and reveals part of the interior. Young can be seen within, crouched on the edge of his cot in the attitude of Rodin's The Thinker. His face is spotted with black and blue bruises. A blood-stained bandage is wrapped around his head. Young awakens and shakes the bars. He calls his cell a zoo. Unseen voices of laughter are heard. Voices mockingly. The zoo, that's a new name for this coop. A damn good name. Steal, you said a mouthful. This is the old iron house. Who is that boob talking? He is the bloke that brung in out of his head. The bulls had beat him up fires. Young feels he is half conscious or in a dream. He is in Jew, but it is surprising that apes are talking. Voices with mocking laughter. You are in a cage, all right. A coop, a pen, a sty, a kennel. Hard laughter, a pause. Say, guy, who are you? No, never mind lying. What are you? They wish to know Yank's story. He tells how he has been working as a fireman on the liners. But now he trying to take revenge from someone, a lady. They think it is a case of love's affair, but Young makes them clear. Oh, you are all wrong. Sure, dear, what was a scout in it, but not what you mean, not that old tribe. This was a new kind of scout. She was dolled up all in white in the stock hole. I thought she was a ghost, sure. According to Young, she was a new type of girl who visited the stock hole. Unheeding, groping in his thoughts. Her hands, they were skinny and white like they wasn't real but painted on some pin. There was a million miles from me to her, 25 knots an hour. She was like some dead thing the cat brung in. Sure, that's what. She didn't belong. She belonged in the window of a toy store or on the top of a garbage can see. Sure, he breaks out angrily. But would you believe it, she had the nerve to do me dot. She lamped me like she was seeing some pin broke loose from the menagerie. Christ, you did oughter seen her eyes. He rattles the bars of his cell furiously. He clarifies how greatly she differed from him. He is a poor worker and she belongs to the class of capitalists. He tells that her father is Douglas, a millionaire. Voice advises him to be a member Warblies or IWW. Voices scornfully. Hooray for the 4th of July. Pass the hat. Liberty, justice, honor. opportunity, brotherhood. There was a time when Yank used to identify himself with Steel, but the moment it comes to him that he has to fight against the class represented by Douglas, he hates Steel. Because Douglas is the manufacturer of steel, he believes that the cage in which he is arrested is made of steel supplied by Douglas. But here all things are made of steel, whether cages, cells, locks, bolts or bars. It is Douglas' conspiracy against him in his opinion. He decides to associate himself with fire that can melt iron and steel. He will destroy all things made of steel. He made this cage. Steel, it don't belong, that's what. Cages, cells, locks, bolts, bars. That's what it means. Holding me down with him at the top. But I will drive trouble. Fire that melts it. I will be fire under the heap, fire that never goes out. Yank decides to break all things made of steel. He gets success in bending the iron bars of his cage. The guard is surprised and remarks that a man can't do it. Yank replies that a hairy ape can do it. He accuses the guard for being coward and declares that he is getting out of cage. He knows that no guard can stop him. Thus, the strength that was being utilized in the stockhold of the ship for a constructive purpose is being wasted in lawless activities just because a childish action by Mildred. Seeing the iron bars banded, the guard is shocked, for a man can't have so much power. Hearing it, Yank remarks that a hairy ape can do it. Scene 6 is over.